Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda Ockwell, Jenna here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. And this is one of those special podcast videos where we have a series of our members appearing and giving us all kinds of tips and tricks on their profession. And one of my most favourite people is Mr. Ian Ingalls, who's with Remax. And basically, he gives us a lot of updates on, you know, how he built his business and the why and wherefore. So I'm really happy that we've got him along tonight. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
Well, we had my grandson for a few days, and though he's a really, really good little boy, I manage four of my own children, and one just seems, he's fantastic. I just seem to be out of sync with doing it, even though he's a good boy.
Yeah.
And you've got grandchildren, so you can relate.
Oh, for sure.
So he's home now, and I've been looking forward to this because you always have a really good way of sharing whatever news or events you're hosting lately.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Linda. I really appreciate this. And here as I sit in my office at home, I look out the window and I was going to talk about the spring market. Well, this winter just will not let go. For a while there, it looked this week that we might be getting some good spring weather. But here we are back in Plonk in the middle of winter. So, you know, the reason I was addressing that was because, you know, the spring market tends to be the biggest, busiest time of year in the real estate market. And quite often it coincides with March break when the kids are off school. And I've always found myself is that once March break hits and the kids get off and then they go back to school, that's when the market really starts to take off. The opportunity to get the house on the market. Typically, the weather by then is starting to get better and buyers are ready to buy. And so far, the year has started, you know, the first few months has been definitely a little slower than normal. And I put that down to a couple of things. One, and it may sound silly, the weather. It's been a very severe winter. And unless people really want to get out and buy a home, they tend to wait until things are a little better. And obviously, there's so much going on in the world right now, exterior of Canada, external of Canada. And I think people are being distracted about what's happening. And it's totally understandable. But I think that has, you know, led to a quieter, you know, market so far. But that's not to say that homes aren't selling. So what we are seeing is that, you know, in the, I guess, the entry level price range, which I would say is kind of 750 and below, and it might sound extreme entry level. Yep, that's what it is. But
yeah,
you know, just for give an example, last week there was 83 sales in the Kitchener, Waterloo, and surrounding area.
Mm.
Almost two thirds of those sales were less than 750.
Wow,
which shows, you know, the market is busy. People are out there, but what we're seeing in that entry level market is that there's a lot of buyers with pent-up demand, and we're back to, believe it or not, the multiple offer scenario.
Oh, wow.
A lot of agents are using the strategy again. Let's price it really, really low.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get as many people through as possible and have a bidding war. And, you know, I'm not a great fan of it, but I've got to say the results for the seller is usually good, that they end up getting. You know, we've seen last week there was one house and there was, I heard I was not participating in it.
Yeah.
23 offers on that house.
If I can just, you know, put my thoughts in there, it's great for the homeowner. I remember it was called gazumping at one time. I don't know if that was here or in England, gazumping.
I think that was in the UK. I'm familiar
that was
with
in,
that
That was
term,
in the UK.
But
it's lovely for the person selling the home, but I think it is a shame for the people who want to buy the home. And I know it was on the news earlier today that there's a slump, let houses are being sold because owners don't want to sell them too cheap. So this is helping a lot of people, but I guess if I was selling my house, it would help me, but I'm not selling my house yet.
Well, it's just if you're working with a buyer, it's very frustrating because you have to say, well, this is not the true price. Like I had a call from a buyer client of mine, and he saw this house listed at $499, and he said, "I really want to go see this." I said, "You do realize it's probably going to sell for probably close to $600 or higher." And so I counseled him and said, "You know what? Unless you're qualified to go up to that number, you're probably just going to, throw an offer in
Disappointed.
and, you're not going to get it." And
I
that's
have another
exactly what
question, though.
happened.
I have another question. So I don't know whether this is a myth or a truth. Do you remember when it was COVID? And I know one of the homes by us went through this. If a home is sold for more value than it is worth, is it a problem to do with the mortgage? I mean, I'm not, that clever about this kind of
Absolutely,
thing.
because the lender's based on the appraised value, not on the house sold for. Let's just say this house sold for 650,000, but it appraises out as 600. So the lender will only lend against the 600,000, not the 650,000. So the buyer would have to come up with that extra 50,000. So
Or
that's where we run into problems.
I think it
Now,
was worse during COVID, though, wasn't it? Because homes were going into the million, but then going down to the 600. So that is a big gap. So what is the point of the, okay, so do people know this when they put the offer in on a house that's gone up from four to whatever? Do they know that this might be a problem down the line, or
Well, if they're working with a good agent, that agent should explain to them the
should be
market,
honest?
what's going on. Typically, the sign is like if you see a house listed and it says, the agent reads the description and it says, holding offers, looking at offers in 1 week at 6 p.m. on Monday, let's say. That tells me that the price they're listing out is not the expected price. They're going to be looking for 20, 50 plus thousand over the asking price. If the listing says offers anytime, maybe with 24 hours irrevocable to give everybody who's been through a chance to make an offer. That's telling me the seller's expectation is probably pretty close to the asking price.
Oh, that's good. And I think you
So,
did that with one of our sons, when he bought his condo. You said it will be pretty much, what you can offer, and that worked out really good for him. I understand, but isn't it true that in it, well, first of all, do we have something going on with the bank tomorrow? Are they going to change anything to do with what is it called? What do the bank do? They change
You
the
mean the bank rate?
Yes, what's going on with that tomorrow? Is it
Well,
true?
I don't think the predictions are that their rates aren't going to change. It's going to remain the same. Although just the last week with the economic numbers was showing that we're inflationary more than, but that's not, with again, we've got these external forces outside of Canada, like we're all paying more for gas and
I
everything
know,
else, right? But the word on the street is that the rates are not going to change.
That's good. That's good.
And so, you're looking at a 5-year mortgage right now, you can still get it for around 4%, like a
Which
5-year
isn't
fixed rate,
bad. Is it true?
which is not bad, but it's interesting. I forget how many million mortgages are going to be coming due this year, like meaning they're at that point where they need to be renewed, and a lot of the people that have those mortgages are paying 2% or less.
We were at one point.
Yeah, as a
We're
lot of
mortgage
us
free
were.
now, luckily, but we were
So
paying that.
even though 4% is a pretty good rate, if
Two
you're paying
percent.
2%, it's double, right? So there's some people, unfortunately, that are going to get caught with that, because they're going to, oh my goodness, my mortgage payments are going doubling. I bought at the peak of the market. My house is not worth what I paid for it back then, and so then there lies the problem, right? So
But is it true that in a few months house prices will rise again, or is that a myth,
oh no, I think real estate is a long-term investment, but I think in the short term, I don't think we're going to see any significant increases in value. I
Okay.
think we'll see maybe in the second half of this year. Hopefully things outside of Canada have settled down a little bit. We could start to see, I would say, like small increase, maybe 2% or something, but we're not going to have what we had a number of years ago, where basically it went up like a rocket.
No.
And but it's going to take a while for us to climb back. But I think,
Okay.
again, long term real estate, it'll go back up. But I think the short term, I think personally, I think we've kind of reached the bottom of the market right now, price wise. But
Yeah.
I think it's going to stay there for a while, and eventually it'll gradually start to go up.
That's
So.
interesting. Also, I did, before you leave us, I did want to talk about this event that you are hosting for a really good reason. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so this is something a group of agents in my office are putting together. And again, I just wanted to start with saying it's not a sales presentation. It's
No.
basically being put together as an information session, probably for people who are getting close to retirement, that sort of thing. And it's called When Life Happens, and it's an estate planning and life transition seminar.
Oh,
We're going
good.
to have a financial planner. We have a lawyer, a mortgage broker, a seniors move specialist,
Wow.
and they're going to talk about different aspects as we get into that stage of life. And there'll be a very helpful workbook that you'll be able to take away with you. And we think it'll provide you some very useful information for the future, so you later on you can make informed decisions. It's going to be on Thursday, April the 9th. 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hampton Inn Suites in St. Jacobs, and there will be refreshments provided. And I would say, if you're interested to come, it's 2 hours, it's 6 to 8, and I think it'll be a lot of valuable information. And you can always contact me, Ian Ingalls, at remaxsolidgold.biz, or my number, 519-888-7110. If you're interested in attending, is RSVP. We'll have something on my website about it. And again, maybe I'll mention it if I am at SBCN tomorrow night, I will mention it there as well. But that's something that's coming up, and
Sounds good.
hopefully people would find,
If,
interest in it.
yeah. Well, first of all, if you wanted to, you can post that event. We call it a community event on the SBCN website if
We'll
you
do
wanted to
that.
do that, yeah. But why I like this event, and you didn't have to say it's not a sale pitch, it's obvious it's not a sales pitch because your organization, RE/MAX, you, all your people working with you and everybody else, they're very much into helping people versus pushing them into, a
Exactly.
sale. So it's lovely that you're doing this event. It's much needed at the moment because there's so many, this sounds awful, but there's so many people out there who don't tell us the truth or don't, whether they're financial realtors or whatever. So they know that if they come to your event, I know it's for all of you, but I'm going to say your event at the moment, they're going to get some real good advice. They're going to be among the right people, and everybody's there in one place for them to chat to. Plus, if you're going to give away some refreshments,
Yeah.
that might
Yes.
draw some people. But
That's right.
seriously, what we'll do, we'll also pop it on the YouTube channel underneath. If there's a link you can give me, we'll pop it on there, Ian,
Yeah,
so
the
people can do it that way.
I know you do get my newsletter monthly. It's coming out tomorrow. I think
I'll look
tomorrow
out
or
for it.
Thursday. There is a section about it in there. So a lot of
Okay.
people who do get my newsletter will have that information.
That's good to know.
And I really do hope, I think it would be very valuable for anybody and
Yeah.
provide some great information. So.
Well, Ian, in all the time I've known you, and it's, well, I've been in business 25 years. The SBCN's been going 23 years. We've known each other a lot, but you've been in business a lot longer than me. So you're very trusted, you're very likable, and you're a human. So whatever you say to me here or to people when you meet them face to face, one thing we know is you're giving us the best advice, which is why you're one of our experts on the SBCN
Well, thanks,
podcast
Linda.
video series. Very, very pleased to see you. So I'd like to say you're going to have a rest tonight, but you're probably selling a house or something. So we'll chat again soon, but have a lovely night.
Well, thank you. And again, thanks for the opportunity. And we'll talk again soon. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye.